The presence of water on Mars is nothing new to scientists. It's been spotted as ice, and more recently, probes such as Curiosity have found evidence of water existing in liquid form. So why was Monday's announcement by NASA such a big deal?
We have the ability to identify the presence of water on the surface from orbit, which enormously increases our coverage, as you can imagine, as opposed to being able to identify it only from geochemical analysis that the rovers have been able to do.
That's Dr. Tracy Gregg, Associate Professor of Geology at the University at Buffalo, who says water found on the Martian surface is unlikely to sustain life. The odds of finding it are better by digging far down beneath the surface. While Mars is a cold planet with very little atmosphere, Dr. Gregg says many microscopic living things here on Earth prove that life can exist in harsh conditions.
There are bacteria that live at mid-ocean ridge hydrothermal vents where the temperatures are hundreds of degrees Celsius, and there are bacteria that live in the thermal pools in Yellowstone and in acidic waters, and the extremes that life can put up with on Earth are pretty amazing.
It's not just Mars where scientists are following the water. There's also evidence of liquid water beneath the icy surfaces of Jupiter's moon Europa and Saturn's moon Enceladus. As Dr. Gregg told WBFO, there's a paradigm shift underway in regards to understanding our solar system. Michael Rosiak, WBFO News.